בבקשה.
Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи.
Hello, dear friends.
Попросили здесь провести небольшой семинар сейчас.
We were asked to give a short workshop.
Слова Рава. То, что он говорил.
According to, in order to summarize the lesson, so I'll read from Rav's words. We have three questions. I wrote down what Rav said. I really hope that you will take several of the rules to work with during the Congress. No one criticizes anyone or anything during the Congress. Also, I try to see everything in its corrected form, to see the entire world above our own ego. Now, when I'm telling you what to do, you have to agree to it, and we'll see how the Creator is between us and starts radiating upon us. Try to do this now, and you'll see how you are in the upper force. And there's a question for the first workshop. First question for the workshop. Let's discuss. What does it mean to see everyone in their corrected state? How do I do it? From this moment and until the end of the Congress. What does it mean to see everyone in their corrected state? How do I do it from now and on until the end of the Congress?
What
does it mean to see everyone in the corrected way from now until the end of the Congress? When I look at the friends, I cannot see them as good. The only thing I can do is look at their points in the hearts. Instead of starting to judge the friends through my will to receive and theirs and so forth, maybe even to just delete the corporeal reality and only look at the point in the heart. How much the friend yearns, how much he wants, how much he works each and every moment to reach spirituality through the point in the heart.
Yeah,
it's to see the yearning of the friends, how they're overcoming, to really see warriors in front of you. You see warriors, servants of the Creator, that the only thing that they're doing is working to overcome their ego in order to be worthy to build a kli for the Creator, to give him contentment.
Right, because where is the Creator? I don't see the Creator. I only see my flaw. So if that flaw appears through a friend and I have criticism towards him, so it prevents me from seeing the Creator. So I make a restriction over that. I don't want to see this critical view. I understand this is what prevents me from seeing the whole state and the Creator. And we're asking for each other in complete prayer that we can all hold on to that.
Probably. There'll be, I'll see different pictures of incorrect behaviors, and through these pictures I have to try and see the inner point in the friend who's yearning to become like the upper light, and this why he's here, and this why he's a friend, and to focus on it until all of its wrappings will disappear and it will illuminate everything.
Same yearning with regards to this special gathering, how the friends already are waiting to be together, united, so that we come to adhesion with the upper light.
Yesterday, Rav drew this picture of piles of garbage, and at the top there are flowers. So if we look at the bunch of flowers, then this is how we should see things. that actually flowers grow nicely on manure. So we can see many bunches of flowers all over the world. And in Bulgaria, there's a field of flowers. And we're going to be connected with them, support them, love them. Put in our entire strength into it. A month ago, Rav said that this Congress has to be a Congress of prayer. So let's pray for the friends.
Yeah, there's this concept of bow your head. So just to lower my head and integrate in the group, in the 10, in this Congress, and hear Rav speak and the Creator speak through the friends, just to be in this reciprocal prayer that the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the goal, will always hover above this whole Congress.
What I also heard is ask for the friend, that if something's important to him, then to ask for him, that by that you really acquire the real kelim.
Every time I see a kind of a behavior that in my eyes is wrong in a friend, I try to see if my son would relate to it this way, how would I relate to it? And immediately you see a different picture. This means that there's no such thing as the picture of reality. The question is, from what heart and what eyes, what do I want to hear?
And let's help each other. Every friend will make the effort to come to society and show his inclination toward connection and bestowal, and not fatigue or anything else, but to make the effort to really ignite the friends.
What else to add? I'll add that essentially all of us will be in Bulgaria, wherever everyone will be physically, whether it's Novokuzminsk, a new place we've learned about today. By the way, there are flights from Israel to there. I've checked. So you can feel that this Congress envelops everywhere. Everywhere in the world, there are people who yearn to unite. And I'll connect in the same time, same moment, to a single place, and together we will manage to shake the world this time, and let's bring him contentment.
Yeah, we know that everything's in the preparation. We have the last 30 minutes of the lesson.
To
do whatever we can in order to allow the friends to be focused on that. If I'll make sure that everyone will try to see everyone corrected, that we're already in Gemar Tikkun, that's it. We'll come to the Congress with a kli that Rav wants us so badly to be in.
Until all the sparks will meld into a single flame and all of Europe will be filled with the infinite light, radioactive, our light that shines the whole world, kli, and parts of our soul.
And the light is really the only thing that exists. We're inside of it, in an ocean. In an ocean of love. And it's okay that we feel a different reality, but that's not the true reality. The true reality is the upper light, and in order to try to come closer to that, we need to try and develop the qualities of the light.
The Congress is an opportunity to arrange ourselves like before an important event where we take guests, and so we have to fix our attitude and take care of each and every detail gently so that the guest of honor will come to us.
And we're really going there, and we really see that we ourselves can do anything. We're not questioned. Kiev.
ולהתפלל על החברים ופשוט לשרת אותם. האמת שזה
simply serve the friends. It's an excellent time to go and do something for the friends, really, not to do anything besides that.
Okay, חברים.
All right, friends. We also have a second question. So again, we'll start from a few words of Rav. I'm saying, try to do it now, and you'll see that you reside in the upper force. So, let's try to imagine ourselves. We go into the Congress. We detach from all the externality, whatever can deflect our attention. We go into the Congress and dissolve into the friends, and we see the Creator that lies between us, and He starts shining to us. So let's discuss and share with each other this state. So we start seeing the Creator, and it starts shining upon us.
Да. Это вопрос.
טוב, אם הבורא מאיר לנו, אז הוא גם מאיר לנו על ה...
So if the Creator shines to us, then He also shows us the different corruptions, and it's actually like a call that we have to return to the corrected picture. And this way we have to return to it all the time, the corrected picture.
Yeah, let's raise a prayer that each and every friend, that all of us together will really hold on to this state, that will enter the Congress and hold each other. If I see criticism that awakens, first of all, reject it. Understand this is not the truth, first of all, as a beginning.
And I come to the Congress building. I see the coffee and everything's set and arranged, and someone prepared it all especially for me and thought about me and cared for me, and everything is done with love. And from there I see the study hall, and I see the tables and chairs, and everything's arranged, and someone prepared it all and thought about these things and made all of it with love just for me. And it awakens this feeling in me that I want to join these people too.
And everything is arranged so that I will ask the correction and express my attitude to bestow in connection with the friends, and I'll find that inclination in the friends as well, and that's how we can connect.
We're
in a very special society. Everything around us is done by the friends. I don't know, every nail, every tiny thing there is in this building, in these walls, were arranged by the friends. They did it with love. Why? In order for all of us to have this kind of temple that we can all come to and connect in. And sometimes you don't really relate to it that way. Maybe you look at it as something that's of the obvious. And on this Congress, maybe we can start building the correct attitude towards these things, that everything there is here, really everything, is a present that some friend prepared for the friends.
Yeah, this beautiful picture, when you pay attention to it, you really feel all of the efforts of all the friends, all the preparation, this whole time, recent period, and we're going into this Congress and asking to hold on to that picture on the one hand, and on the other hand, we continue to do the work of connection, and everything that appears, we try to hold on top of it, this work of revelation and correction, and the opportunity that the Creator is giving us to continue and connect, and He doesn't stop.
And what turns out then is that the Creator was waiting for us, and He prepared everything for us already. And turns out that actually the only thing that was missing was my little effort and my prayer for all the friends. Then all of us together in the circle are listening to Rav, suddenly we hear Rav, and really get the guidance from Him as to how to continue.
And together we are soft and flexible, like clay in the hands of the potter, trying to follow the route that Rav directs us to better connect and resemble the light and allow the light to flow between us to the world and to everyone.
Yeah. Also, there was this image Rav gave us of croutons in a soup, the very same way we're cooking together in the reforming light.
Yesterday, I had the privilege of being with the Australia group and hearing a bit about how they get organized for this Congress. And for us, it's kind of like simple, you know. We take ourselves and, 5, 10, 15 minutes, we get here. For them, and they make physical gatherings in the Congresses. And sometimes they have to drive for hours, and then they come to a place where their times are upside down. The Congress is really in upside down hours, and these friends are always connected. We'll see them on the screens. Their day and night turn upside down. And they accept it with love, and it was amazing to hear about that and see that they have, they're going to have a couple of days where everything's opposite, and they're going to change their schedule, and they feel great with it just to be with us connected.
Friends, third question. What will I personally do in order to give the friends a feeling of Arvut during the day and throughout the entire Congress? Again, what will I, or what am I personally going to do in order to give the friends a feeling of Arvut during the day and throughout the entire Congress?
Firstly, from this place where you already see that the friend came to the Congress, how much importance he attributed to this Congress, how the Creator brought him on the one hand, and the friend took advantage of this opportunity and he's in the Congress, understands this, the importance of this correction, and it's really such a historical milestone. It's so felt, and to always be in our vood with the friends is what we need, to always bring the friends back to the work in this Congress, to raise each other above the delusions of the ego.
The way I see it, there are two things. The external effort of showing the friends, look how nicely the friends are behaving, the efforts they're making, and that guy, I really think that he's already in attainment and spirit and everything. And the inner effort is to deal with the criticism and all the yucky stuff that you discover on the inside, and turn to the Creator and ask for all the friends to be able to do this.
And I'm trying as of now and together with you and all the friends in the world to hold that connected picture of love between us that keeps growing, and the Creator appears in us and is happy about the connection that we build between us. And throughout the day, we hear again, in whatever opportunities we have, the words of Rav that direct us to how we need to connect to each other. And everyone hearing from his place is trying to take these words of Rav and put them deeper into the heart of the friend all over the world so that these words will dwell and connect us to the connection with godliness.
Yeah, this event is the most important thing for us in the world, and therefore also the preparation for it. And for this, the importance that we give to it and everything that we'll express toward the friends during this day. How do we invest in the preparation? How important the event is? This is our arvut. This is putting the goal above everything.
Personally, I'm going to try to serve all the friends here in the study hall. There's a lot of things to get organized and to do during the Congress. So this is a role that I received, and this is what I'll do. And I'm very prideful that I even talked about it yesterday in the lectures for beginners, that I'm going to make sure that it sounds like what you're organizing tables and chairs and all that. That's the kind of the end result of these things, but the intention is what we really have the opportunity to build here.
Yeah, thank you for this reminder, because I'm going to the Congress, and this is what we're going to do there. We're going to serve all the friends and really give them an example, and this is what they're going to see in regard to their will to receive, how everyone has the importance and the greatness for everyone to be at the Congress, that they won't have to think about anything, but only about the connection.
And as we hear from Rav, only example. Just try to enter Rav's words and be that picture that he paints for me. And by that, I give the friends what they want to see.
And also, we want to hold all the friends in the world that can't come to physical congresses and they're connecting virtually, that they'll have a feeling that they're really in the general cart of Bnei Baruch, that we're holding them and lifting them to the upper thoughts that are like the light.
What else can we add?
A
very special gathering awaits us, and we see that the preparation is not less special than the event itself, but still to envision this complete picture that we're sitting here together in the Congress all over the world in Bulgaria, sitting together, hugging each other, and every one of us makes the effort to give the arvut, both in thought and actions and examples on the outside of showing the love.
מה עוד אפשר לעשות בצורה אישית? כמו שאסף אמר, צריך להיות ממש
דוגמה You really have to give an example not only in what you physically do, but also what you do internally. How seriously I listen to what Rav says, what he explains throughout the Congress. He'll give us different exercises. So there too, to be very precise, attentive, give the friends this impression.
Yeah,
in this personal example, that in the Congress, I am in the Congress and I try not to go out of it, not to always be in the gathering of friends, in the ten, and this importance that I'll give through this example, the friends will also be infected by it, and so that we take advantage of every moment, every opportunity for the connection. And even if the disturbances appear on top of them, we're in the Congress.
And last question, it's not exactly a question, but impression. This to all the groups, let's share impressions from the lesson. Let's share the importance of the exercise that Rav gave us throughout the lesson. Let's share impressions from the lesson and share the importance of the exercise that Rav gave us during the day. So, put up your question marks.
בבקשה, עופר, קדימה.
קבוצת קייב.
Kiev Group. Thank you very much for this excellent workshop. It was very emotional. And Vlad, really, guys, you connected what Rav said with the relevant questions. This will help us during the day. Continue being who you are. Thank you, and L'chaim.
Peter, בבקשה. Peter.
Peter Group, go ahead.
We
are looking at the friends here, seeing that they're all already spiritual and in the Congress. And look at it, look at my friends. So there's already some realization here, and in the Congress it'll just keep strengthening.
Amigos, estamos muy agradecidos de poder estar con ustedes.
Friends, we're really grateful for being here with you because the Creator gave us this opportunity, and we'll do all that we can in order to be during the entire Congress connected in this joy with you. Thank you, friends.
Toronto.
We are in a huge impression here from these questions and what's happening overall in the preparation. This is no longer preparation. This is a true convention that is started right now. And no friend is there coming there by himself. My only personal effort is to integrate with this blanket that we are all entering under. And if we are under this blanket all together, nothing can delay or nothing can interfere, we will be guarded fully against anything. And we will make it, we'll bring our rough contentment and we'll make the Creator contentment.
Chaim, Moskva, בבקשה.
Дорогие хаверим, мировой кли.
Dear friends, world kli. Welcome to the new, corrected, complete and whole world.
Полный недостатков.
But
this world also has its shortcomings, and the perfection is in that these shortcomings aren't directly related to the other, but they're given me to see this way so I can correct them. Chaim, Tbilisi.
Всем друзьям огромный привет и ощущение от всего того, что мы прошли, несмотря на
то, что были ощущения. The feeling from what we went through, despite the difficulties, is a feeling of a celebration of love that we want, and the connection between all the groups of Mexico and Moscow and Tbilisi, and we've all just transformed to a single love, and the Congress is going to strengthen this.
Wow, Javarin,
New York, go ahead.
It feels that we're gathering the entire world, every single person, every single ten, every single continent is gathering in this one place for this Congress with so much preparation, so much effort, so much yearning to reach this one point of adhesion together with the Creator. And we're going to be using these last couple hours
Chaim, Yerushalayim, bakasha. Yerushalayim.
We're really happy. There's a feeling that we're headed towards something really special. And I'm certain that we're going to give the Creator a lot of contentment this weekend. L'chaim, everyone.
Chaim, alma ata. Alma ata, bakasha.
Да, как Рав сказал, мы на самом деле входим в особое состояние. Yeah.
Like Rav said, we're really entering a very special state.
В особое состояние, когда мы видим всех исправленными, хорошими, и это то,
in which we see that everyone's corrected, and this lesson proved to us again that
this
joy is a very tangible feeling that we're taking with us to the Congress, because Rav gave us a lot of light and confidence that we can do it, and each of us is really a miracle maker. So everything we did on this lesson, on this workshop, was really amazing. And this really prepared us. Chaim.
United VG, Arba.
United VG.
Создали такую формулу, взять...
We created this formula.
Зажать голову между колен, прихватить подушку, которую товарищ сможет подать во время конгресса,
и накрыть... Put your head between your knees... You annul yourself, you take a pillow for the friend, and cover yourselves with a blanket of love. Morning, Shul Boker 10.
Yeah, really amazing workshop where the image is there now that so much loving friends are there. Friends for friends taking care of each other in love, in bestowal, and bringing so much light that it brings me to a lack. And it makes me pray all day for the friends. And when I see them happy, then the Creator is also happy. L'chaim, friends.
Kiev.
So, Kiev, we're going back to you.
Действительно, после этого семинара чувствуется, как каждый
Good morning, everyone. Early after this workshop, it's really felt how everyone's hoping, waiting, thinking for everyone else, wanting to unite, how we're all praying for every friend to be able to rise above himself, come together, feel. And we see that it's not simple.
We
can really see it according to the Moscow group, how concerned we are. Even suppose if two friends don't understand each other, We pray for them. So I'm asking, pray for them and for each other so that we will be able to rise above our ego and connect.
So,
thank you very much. And announcements. Friends, pay attention. Today we're starting with the Yeshivat Chavarim. At 4:15, the Congress begins. We want to invite everyone to the introductory lectures that will begin here in Israel. For further details, contact us. Have a great day and a great night.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
To rise, all as one begin to rise.